I'm going to play for you a very short clip that's in its entirety that I saw online yesterday, and I responded in a reply, which had a response in my direction that I want to address as well. So here's the clip that got me started. It's only 47 seconds long. Take a listen.
There are two primary violators of man's rights, the criminals and government. The great achievement of the United States was to draw a distinction between the two by forbidding the second, that is government, from becoming a legalized version of the first.
And that didn't work out too well, did it?
Because when plunder becomes a way of life for a group of men living together in society, they create for themselves in the course of time a legal system which authorizes it and a moral code which glorifies it. Welcome to Washington's District of Criminals.
Now, I know that Brian is not a serious believer. Okay, right off the bat, understand that. But I look at some of his research, as we are supposed to do, Revelation 15:2, we stand on the sea of glass, the truth movement, looking at their research, and we add the fire of Yahweh's rescue instructions, so to speak, okay? Makes sense? Anyway, I watched that, and I said, wow, he's on to it. He's starting to catch on. The Constitution is absolutely worthless. So I responded this way. I said, the Constitution was written to draw us away from the Bible, which is what originally, more successfully, governed most of our original colonies for the first 158 years before the Constitution and its following Article 6 was in place that said, and I'm condensing it here, the Constitution shall be the supreme law of the land above all others notwithstanding, which then kicked the Bible's simple laws based on love into the gutter and thereby destroyed our national covenant and protective securities from a very patient God. And I put, see this one, and I put a link to our video, As Constitutions Collapse. And that's all I put. Well, a response came back this morning, I saw it, from a fellow whose name is even vulgar language. And he writes, what the F exactly? Question mark. You think the Bible governed the colonies? Question mark. Do you not realize what colony means? They were under the British crown that was the point of the revolution. What time do you live on exactly? And that's all he wrote. Now, I also looked and I breezed through here, and there's a whole bunch from this guy on this very video that Brian had put up. Now, I just want to make sure you guys understand, I watched this with a close eye. When that video was first posted by Brian, there was only about 200 views. When it was first posted, but there was 7 dislikes and only 1 like immediately. That was within the first half hour that it was posted. Right off the bat, I said, okay, this is either bots and or people that follow him just to put him down because they don't like him, but most probably bots and well-paid trolls that are designed and geared and programmed to be detractors from people like Brian who are discovering that things like the Constitution are worthless. The elite do not want us walking away from the Constitution. They do not want us back to a loving God. But as I had expected, and as you can see here on the screenshot, it's bounced back from 7 dislikes and 1 like to 63 likes and 12 dislikes, which, yes, that tells me that was either bots or trolls sitting there like piranha waiting for him to release another video. See what I mean? Whereas the average viewer thought it made some sense. They desperately don't want us to know that the anti-constitution movement is growing. So I saw all this and pieced it all together, realizing this guy was probably a bot, which is why I responded this morning simply just saying this. Your foul, destructive mouth is a very clear reflection of the very same heartless mind that is doing this to us. Yet we won't stoop to your level, but offer you a kindly response to your lack of true American history knowledge. And then I put a link to my video called The Puritan's First Winter. And I'll put a link to that as well in the description of this one. And then I tagged it with saying, we are praying for you. So I'm saying all this real quickly with a very quick video here to show you that you've got to be careful. Everything on the net is being controlled. There's bots, there's algorithms, there's screenings, there's shadow banning, there's filters, there's all kinds of things they're doing to try and take away our ability to share the truth with one another. which this is again yet another evidence that we've got to get back to hard copies, as I've been harping on for years, and my DVD ministry is growing accordingly with those who truly want the truth and do not want to be confused by all these algorithms, filters, trolls, and moles. Whatever the case might be with this particular guy that, again, I'm not even going to refer to his proclaimed name, where he has a channel there as well. But that's all I want to say. Folks, those of you who are still online, especially if you're still with YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, any of those, you're brainwashing yourself and you're going to turn yourself into one of the very zombies that you yourself might be saying are crazy. Because if you're only halfway to Yahweh's truth, you're lukewarm. And that's all Satan has to do, is keep you away from the very serious parts and keep you in that lukewarm realm, because there he has you. Because you've got one foot in Yahweh's kingdom and one foot in Satan's kingdom. And that's the lukewarm that the Savior is talking about, that he will not accept you. He's going to spew you out of his mouth. So pull that leg out of the fake side so that you can get the greater discernment through the Holy Spirit by obeying him that says, come out from among them and be separate. And get that higher discernment where you can stand with us and feel much more confidence and breathe a lot easier that you're on the right side of the fence. You're not straddling it or on the wrong side. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, for the Father's glory, I thank all of you who are following on the right side of the fence. Blessings to you all. The Lord.